the title of my very short message is called Looking Back. And when I typed that out, I was reminded of an old song called Looking Back Over My Shoulder. I just gave away my age there. Good old Mike and the Mechanics. Essentially what I want to do, literally just for a few minutes, I want us just as we come to the end of this year, just to literally look back at 2022 and just reflect. But most importantly, give thanks. Because thanks is so important. Thanksgiving is one of the most important things that you can do as a Christian. We tried to look up the purpose of Thanksgiving in America the other day, and we were kind of hoping for some profound theological, God-centered reason. We couldn't find it, and I was quite disappointed by it. I said, let's do our own Thanksgiving on Sunday at church. And so that's what we're going to do. And just before I kind of jog your memory around things that we can be thankful for, let's just I've got one slide with a few scriptures on the importance of Thanksgiving. Let's read that together. The well-known one, Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. You see, the Bible says there's a specific way to approach God. The door that you turn, the knob that you turn as you go into the courts of the king, that door that you open, it's called thanksgiving. There's something that happens in the heart of God when his people come before him with thanksgiving. You just ask any parent what it does to your heart when they say donkey. Out of their own, without you having to say 1,000 times, say donkey. When a kid just responds with thankfulness, there's something that happens between parties when there's thanksgiving expressed. And I want to tell you, thanksgiving is one of the most underrated weapons of warfare that you can activate. You're feeling slightly depressed, you're feeling just slightly under the weather, and we all have those days, and I've shared this before. Sometimes you wake up and you're just not lekker. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel well, and you don't know if it's the pizza of last night. You don't know if it's the devil in the night. You don't know what it is, but you just wake up and your tank is like half full. I want to tell you, access the gift of thanksgiving. Start by just saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm alive. Thank you that I woke up this morning and that I'm breathing. Thank you, Lord, that I slept under a roof. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to put clothes on my body. Thank you that I'm going to have a warm shower. I'm going to go down and have a meal. I might use public transport. I don't, but I'm going to get around. And I'm part of a church family. There's so much to be thankful for. And I guarantee you, within about 4 minutes, you will feel better if you activate thanksgiving in your life. It's so important. So the door that we open to enter God's presence, it's called thanksgiving. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Psalm 50 verse 14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sometimes you won't feel like giving thanks. Sometimes you won't feel like it, but you need to do it. And watch what happens when you push through and you come with thanksgiving. Last one, Philippians 4, 6, but in everything, everyone say, in everything. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then that beautiful promise, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Thanksgiving is so, so important. God loves thankful Christians. I'll say it again. God loves thankful Christians. Just go and read about how God looked at his people when he split seas for them, and he hailed down and he did massive miracles to deliver his people and lead them out into the desert to go and worship him. Just go and read what happens when they're thankful, and go and read what happens when they moan. Do you know this word moan? Moan. It's just, when you say it, you just understand it. Moan. Yay, moan. Okay, God doesn't like moaners. Can I get one amen? Okay. Mens hy hou nie daarvan nie. Ons moenie moan nie. Ons moet dankbaar wees. We must be thankful people. You see, man, I was the other day, I went to go and get a Steers burger. Okay, so the only burger that comes slightly close to a Let's Frit burger or Franschhoek is a Steers burger. Okay? And if you're like me, you hope on your steers. Okay, so now and again, I'll treat myself to a Steersburg. And the other day I was driving, got really hungry. It's like, I'm going to stop and get a Steersburger. And the best thing about a Steersburger is the chips. Hey? Like, I don't want to compare different fast food chains, but there's just something about Steers chips. You know, with that little salt that you sprinkle on like that, and like a barbecue sauce. Rakela na honger. Okay. And so the other day I'm sitting there, and to be honest, I was in a rush. I'm normally in a rush. I want to do a lot of things in my life. So I get my Steersburger, and I'm thinking, must I sit down in the Steers, or am I just going to quickly go and sit in the car in the parking lot? I think that's probably going to save time. So I go and sit in the parking lot, and I just look at this. And when I go to the Steers, there's this thing called the King Snack Burger, okay? It's the cheapest nice burger. Okay, when you're a pastor, you buy the cheap burgers, but you look for the value for money. And every time I order this, they look at me and they say, you know that's a kiddies burger, eh? I say, it's rechium for me. Because it's actually it's a double burger. And it's got lack of cheese and tomato and lettuce and everything like that. So they always try to sell me the expensive burger, but I take their kiddies burger and then I go. And so I'm sitting there in my car and I'm like, I'm enjoying this burger. You know, when the cheese goes over the side like that and you just eat it like that. And as I bite my burger, there comes like a semi-homeless man comes across the road. And he's on a crutch. And I think I should have sat in the restaurant. Now, he knows and I know that he's coming for me, okay? So I looked down. And then, for a moment, I don't see him and I think, okay, I'm all right. Maar toe vang hy my van achteraf. And he came around the side, yeah. And then I knew, okay, Lord, I'm here at Cape Gate. Nobody knows I'm a pastor here. And so he comes around, and we all know what happens. Now, I'm about halfway through my burger, and I know the right thing to do is to give my Steers chips away. But that's the best part. And so I'm halfway through my burger and kind of finishing my burger, and he comes up and you know, he does the drill, and I said, "Please, meneer, you know, can you help me?" And you know what? Really, without struggling, I give my chips to him. And for a moment, I think he's going to say thank you. But you know what? He doesn't. He takes the chips and he says, "Hoe lyk dit met 'n paar randjies, meneer?" Remember, nobody knows I'm a pastor there. And I actually had to suppress the righteous anger that came up. Brother, do you know how hungry I am? And that I gave the best part of my Steers meal to you. I gave you the chippies. And I did some discipling. I said, "Broer, wanneer iemand vir jou iets gee, is die woord dankie. Sê dankie. Dankie, meneer." And then I drove. I didn't give him money and I drove away. And for a moment, I was feeling like, whew, you know, die mense wat nie dankie sê nie. They get something and then they don't say thank you. And then I realized, I'm that hypocrite as well with the Lord. How many things, just in 2022, did he come through for? How many things did he bless, did he release, did he protect? En ek sê, hoe lyk dit met nog 'n een nie? Met nog ietsie, Here. Hoe lyk dit met nog ietsie, Here? And I think we can all relate. God is so giving. He's such a provider. He's such a protector. And often we don't take the minute. Or they say, it doesn't have to be long. My kids just have to say, dankie papa. I'm like, yes, you got it. Well done. We should be a thankful people that obey the word and come with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving means you say thanks. God knows you're thankful in your heart, but there's something that happens when you open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So let's be a thankful people. Amen. So, imagine for a second you got some imaginary popcorn in front of you or there on your lap. And I'm going to attempt to go through about 50 slides in about 5 minutes. Okay? It's called death by slideshow. But I'm prophesying that you will be alive afterwards. And what I'm wanting to do just for a few minutes, I'm just wanting to just touch on and jog your memory around a couple of the things that the Lord did in our little church in 1 year. Al dit, is jou vinger opgewarm. Klik, klik. Okay. So, we started off with some training. Derek and Beryl Puffett. Who remembers that? We were nearly 70, 80 people in church here. And they came and trained us around the healing center. That was a really special time. And they dropped a whole lot of keys in our laps for us to learn from. And then we had the Nothing Hidden Ministries training. We had the finance course. Who attended the finance course? Okay. I hope you are still employing those tips. Ek hoop julle het meer geld as aan die begin van die jaar. Otherwise, come speak to us. We like feedback. We had many events this year. We had the church picnic. We had the church camp. Wie was by die kerkkamp? Okay. Some people are still recovering from those super tube slides. Now, I just want to tell you, the queen of the super tube was Renal Pinard, okay? The undoubted, unconquered queen. I don't think anybody's ever been down a super tube that many times. That was incredible, okay? And then we decided, nou gaan ons braai. And ons het gebraai. This year it was the steak braai. There are a couple of pictures. Just show that steak. It's about a half a cow, okay? People, I think that's the winning steak. That's about 3.5 kilograms or 4 kilograms of steak. I don't know how anybody could eat that much meat, but we did. And it was lots and lots of fun. So this year we're having next year. Help me with the dates. 24 to 26 February next year. We're doing it all again. Who's keen to do it all again? Okay, there we go. We're gonna go to Flutbos and we're still going to decide what we're going to braai next year. They can sign up. You can sign up for next year's camp at the kids' church table. Okay, then we had a whole bunch of healing services. Okay, I think we probably had 4 or 5 healing services, and there were so many testimonies. Our church grew in faith and grew in our stepping out in terms of trusting for healing. I just want to honor Jolene there. She's been leading our healing services. She's really got the gift of faith. And as Andre prophesied, we believe there's a calling to walk in the gift of healing. So that is going to be our new norm. We had some guests this year. We had the fire and fragrance team come through. We had Sonika Creer. We had Andre Creer. We went to Convergence because Shofar was 30 years old. Who was at Convergence? A whole bunch of us. Yes, that was amazing. Pastor Yinka there brought some amazing prophetic words. And then my personal favorite, we had the Freedom Weekend. Who feels free? Yes. The Freedom Weekend, man, that was fun. We have to do that again. That was totally amazing. And then last week, we had a community event. We had the joint service. Wasn't that amazing as well? The joint service. And God really just blesses our attempts to show unity in town. And then the last 3 slides of part 1, because there's only 2 parts. Okay, the last 3 slides of part 1 is we did some amazing ministry each week. And I just want to honor Liesl and her team. For the Groendal ministry, there's a picture. Her team has grown. That's last year's photo, but the team has grown. What I really, really appreciate about Liesl's ministry and the volunteers that are helping us from this church is there's just such fruit of integration into our church life. And so bless you, Liesl, and your team for everything that you've done this year. We launched two things this year. We launched, number one, a church choir. Yes. We launched the church choir. It's my favorite time of the month when they sing with us. And then the other thing that we launched was a youth ministry. I think there's a photo there as well. Yes. If you didn't notice, we've got about 40 or 50 kids that come each week. And they grow. Their pants go like this very quickly. And so they're the next generation. And you can see that the oldest kids, the triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Tian and William and Nathan, they're pushing teenage years. And so we got to step up our game and start ministering to the youth. Because in 2 or 3 years' time, this whole lot are youth. Okay? And so we had our final youth meeting. We had nearly 30 kids here about 2 weeks ago. And so our youth is growing, and we just praise God for that as well. So I've just taken a few of these things. There were a whole lot of other things that happened, testimony services, many things that happened this year. But these are things that we can be thankful for as a church community. Amen? Amen. And then the second part is the other thing that we believe the church is called to is the healing center vision. I just want to give you some feedback around that, and then we're going to close off. As you know, our church has started a healing center, is starting a healing center. And there are 5 areas that we feel the Lord is challenging us to pioneer healing in. It's emotional, your traditional inner healing. It's your relational healing. It's your marriage course. It's your divorce care. All those kind of areas. We did a finance course around the basics of biblical finance. And some of us really need financial healing. Can I get one? Amen. Yes. Yes, there's lots of trauma there. We need to get healed from our budgets. Some of us even need some demons driven out of our budgets. Deliverance, financial deliverance. Physical healing, we've been praying for some people. There's so many people that got touched in their bodies this year. I want to remind you that 2 years ago, there was nothing in our church. There was here and there a sparkle of something happening. It's becoming the norm in our church to expect for physical healing. And that's the Lord that's done it. As we've stepped out as a community, as a church, it's been amazing. And then I've spoken about the purity and the men of purity and the amazing work that's happened there. But the first thing that needed healing before we needed healing was the roof needed healing. Okay? The roof. There's another song that comes to mind. Oh, we're not going to prophesy. Only Holy Spirit fire. Okay, but there's a photo here, and you can't see this. But when I see this, I need healing. Okay. The Freedom Weekend was just too late for the roof. If you know what I'm saying, I think our roof has a couple of issues. It had a couple of issues, And we spent, goodness, nearly 6 months fixing our roof. We stripped off all the old stuff. We put on new stuff. There's a photo. One back. There we go. That is called undercoat. We painted the whole roof. Many buckets later, our roof looked better. There we go. That's a better looking roof, eh? Amen. And so once the roof was sorted out, we thought we'd move to the inside of the building, but to do that, we needed to submit building plans, and so we changed our strategy, and we moved to phase 3, which was the field at the top, which is the multi-purpose field. So if you haven't been up there, this whole property is about 2 hectares. It's about a third year, and then a third at the top, and that was just a stick gravel, okay, it's the Afrikaans word. It's just a piece of gravel. Sloping down quite hectically, really an unusable piece of field. And I shared with you a couple of years back, we got challenged. What is the Lord saying to us around this property? And I always say it was John. John brought the message, what's in your hand? And we said, Lord, not a lot of people, but we got property more than most churches do. We got 2 hectares of prime property in Franschhoek. Okay? You can go and see what these new Irvin are selling for next door. My goodness, we are so blessed to have this property. And the Lord knew that 40 years ago when they called us the Boskerk and they sent us out of the church, out of the town, to go and be happy clappies in the forests, they didn't know Franschhoek is going to expand and we would be part of the town again. Okay. So here we are with a lot of property that's underdeveloped or undeveloped. And so we got challenged and we started praying. We said, Lord, what does Franschhoek need? And we said, the practical thing is maybe Franschhoek needs a clinic or Franschhoek needs another school or Franschhoek needs a creche. All the practical things came to mind. But when me and Jolene started asking one another, but what is God saying to us? And to be honest, we were closet revivalists back then. We hadn't told anybody we believe revival's coming to South Africa. It's coming to the valley. Now it's kind of common to talk about revival, but 3 or 4 years ago, we were closet revivalists. We're like, Lord, send revival. We're just not going to talk about it because they'll think we're crazy. And they asked us, what do you want to do with the property? We said, we want to use it because we believe revival is coming. Okay? I see only about 3 people now believe that as well, but that's all right. It's all right. I can go with 3. And so we said, Lord, what do you want to do here? And we felt we need to make space for people that will come in, for meetings that will happen. No, it's not happening yet. But when the Holy Spirit gets poured out on Franschhoek and on this valley, I can tell you it's already happening. The Lord is already starting to move. You just drive a few k's down the road. There's a new city. It's called Valdevie, a new town. I don't know. Have you guys got your own municipality? I think you're going to need one of those soon. It's just exploding. Half of Gauteng, half of the country is moving down to our valley. And I can tell you the number of times that I've heard now that people are coming and they're saying, revival is coming to this valley. I've probably heard it at least 5 times. And we believe it. You go and speak to Pastor Niels what's happening on the other side of the valley in Wellington. They're having meetings of up to 400 people now in that Shofar church. Okay, Paul and Wellington, they came together. Let the kerke saamgesmelt. They're now known as Paulington. But I tell you, the Lord is doing incredible things there. They've got a tent there. They've got a revival tent there. But they haven't seen our revival tent. Okay? Maar die Here gaan iets doen. But it starts with faith. And it starts with obedience. And so literally, us, the elders, me and Jolene, we're walking in obedience with prophetic words that are burning in our hearts. But you know, before there's a flood, Noah needs to build an ark. Before there's many things, there's obedience. And so that's what we're doing now. We're starting, we're preparing the wineskins for when the wine comes. When the wine comes, you won't keep the people away because they'll come for the wine. I'm talking spiritually now. They'll come for the Holy Spirit. They won't come for Shofar. They won't come for me or Jolene or the elders. They'll come for the Holy Spirit. And so we're in that phase where the Lord is saying, prepare the wineskin. That's what we're doing. We've got our wineskins called the property. And a dream and a vision of a healing center. And so one of those, a significant part of that is this field at the top. So we call it a multi-purpose field. Okay, I wasn't joking. There is actually a tent there at the back. There's a massive trailer with a tent there. I think it's something like 1,500 or 2,000 seater tent. That's an artist impression of the tent. It's really an incredible, incredible tent. But we will grow into that. And so come next year, we're going to have a smaller tent there. And then we'll get a slightly bigger tent. And we will grow into that. We're going to have lots of events on this multi-purpose field. Starting with a church carnival in March next year. Who's ready for a carnival? Okay. It's going to be amazing. And then we're going to have an inter-small group soccer tournament. Okay. So the kids' church have already booked the church for their soccer matches because right now they're playing soccer on the little Astro in here. And these poor little kids that walk around are getting these lightning bolt soccer balls against the head. So every second week we have to, you know, throw us in of underkind because our kids are growing too much for our little kids' venue. So we're going to send all those youth up there and say, let them loose on a proper soccer field. There's so many things that we're going to use, church picnics, the whole deal. We're going to be using this multi-purpose field for many things. But one of the primary uses, it's going to be for the healing center where people can go and sit. We're going to landscape some gardens there and people can just go and rest and sit in a beautiful garden. And so I just want to tell you very quickly a little bit about that journey. So first we put in drainage. That is quite a massive thing because I didn't know that underground there's more rocks than ground. Soil, okay, but we found that out, so we're repurposing all those rocks and we're going to build gabion wall structures, we're going to use everything, we're recycling everything, and we're going to build retainer structures with that. The next miracle was, because we didn't have ground, we needed about 300 cubes of topsoil, which goes for just under 1,000 rand per cube, so you can do the maths. We didn't budget for that, and so we said, Lord, help us, and I shared with you, we prayed, and Lord led me to phoned a guy in Somerset West, and he phoned a guy in Franschhoek. A guy in Franschhoek phoned me, said, you won't believe it. We're busy with the old dumping site doing a development there. We're doing a massive excavation. You're just in time. And so I said, but what's the catch? I know my ground is going to cost me about 300,000 rand. He said, no, you don't understand. You're saving me money. Because with my 10 cube trucks, instead of driving way out of Franschhoek and going dumping it there, you save me money. I come 100 meters down the road and I dump it here. You can get it for free. I'm not going to lie. I was panicking a little bit about the topsoil. I was like, here, this is baie geld and baie grond. And so I shared that testimony 1 week. The next week, there's people in church that come up to me and they say they want to bless us with all the compost that we need for that topsoil. And so the trucks arrived, and there's our, goodness, we're behind. Yeah, there we go. There's all our ground. And then next one, those are my kids. They thought this was amazing. It was just so much fun, this church life, you know. It's one of the benefits of being a pastor. And so these trucks arrived, and they deposited all our incredible, fancy, compost. Amper sê ek hoendermis, maar dis nie hoendermis nie. But and so the next miracle that we need is we needed poles to kind of keep all our things in check, all our little structures in place. It's these wooden poles, you know. And I'm thinking, Lord, we're gonna need a lot of poles. And so I'm walking on the property here, and the site engineer who's developing next year says, Meneer, can I see you? I said, you can see me. He says, I'm gonna knock your fence down. I said, you're gonna do what? He says, yes, I'm going to put up one of these fancy invisible wall fences. I said, it's reg, but give me my fence and all my poles. He says, of course, it's yours. And so we got a brand new fence for Mahala, okay? I mean, these people driving to our property, you know, the chauffeur wants you, invisible wall. You know, one of these fancy, you know, fences. So we got a fancy fence, and we got not all our poles, but most of our poles for Mahala. So that was the next miracle. We can give God praise for that. Next, we needed plants. Jolene found a lady on Facebook who was selling. I think we got the plants for a third of the price. So they're all waiting there. Do we have a picture of our plants? There they are. Beautiful plants, what they're called. Clivias. We went to Babylon's tour and we saw that's the thing to plant in your garden. So we're also going to have clivias in our garden. Man, there's so many testimonies I can share with you. We eventually got this field flat. We got something called a laser level. Didn't know you get something like that. But a laser level is when you think your field is flat, then they come in and they make it really flat. So you can letterlijk nou 'n tafeldoek gaan gooi. Op ons velkie, it is flat, flat, flat. And so this week, they did the irrigation. And this coming week, people, we're getting grass. And so these are just a couple of the things that have happened in our church in this year. I'd say we've got something to be thankful for, wouldn't you? And so what we're going to do now is as we hand out the communion, number one, we're going to say thank you to the Lord for what He's done in our church. But more importantly, I want you to say thank you to the Lord for what He's done in your life this year. 1, 2, 3 things. And I want families to turn together if you're here this morning. I want friends to turn together if you on your own find somebody. And just share with that person one thing, at least one thing, that you can be thankful for that happened in 2022. And then we're going to take communion and give thanks to the Lord. Is that all right? So turn to the person next to you and start sharing one thing that you are thankful for. Go for it. So let me pray for us. I'm going to pray for us. And then we're going to take communion together. Jesus, thank you for every testimony that's just been shared. So many stories have just gone out, Lord, of your faithfulness, of your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. Lord, we come before you as a thankful people today. Thank you for everything you have done in 2022. But most of all, thank you for who you've been to us. Thank you for your consistent presence, Lord, in our meetings, in our fellowship, in our times together. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor you, God, for your goodness to us. And we say thanks. Thank you today for your broken body. Thank you, Lord. And we are healed by your stripes. And we partake now, Lord, and we say thanks. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord, for the shed blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we just declare it holy and sacred to us. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross. Our hope is in you alone, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for forgiveness this morning because of your blood. Let's drink together.